You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. We're glad to be here today as I have a very special guest from Italy, Marta Conte. She is an exchange student here in Alabama. She attends West Limestone High School. We're glad to have you on the show, Marta.
Thank you.
So what brought you to the United States? What made you have that desire to come from your country to ours?
Well, I want to like open my mind, and at first I want to like learn English, because English is really important. Like out of America, like everybody speaks English, so... yeah, it's definitely really important for like work, jobs and everything. And I mean, I want to like just discover a new country, a new culture. So, yeah.
How did you find out about the foreign exchange student program where you were?
Well, a lot Italians or like Spanish people, a lot of them do this stuff on exchange year. So it's not something new or special. Like a lot of people do that. And I was like, I don't know, maybe like 13 when I was like, okay, I want to do an exchange year. And my parents were like, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to leave us like an year to go to the other side of the world. And I was like, I'm not sure about that. So after my mom was like, maybe you can go. And yeah, she knew about that, like, scholarship. I got this scholarship because she's a, like, a public dependent. Like, she works for, she is a police officer. So I could, like, try to get this scholarship. But I need, like, really high grades at school. So I was like, I'm gonna get this scholarship because I want it. And so I studied a lot, like, during the night. Our school is really hard, like, comparing here. So I studied a lot and I got high grades and I got my scholarship. So I was really proud of myself. And after, my dad was like, well, I guess you have to go. Yes, but it was hard for him because, I mean, I'm the little princess of daddy. So it was hard for him, but they are proud of me. I know that.
So you set your goal at what age? You said 13 when you found out about the exchange program. Yes. And then you set your goals at what age?
Well, I got my scholarship and I was almost 17. I'm going to turn 18 next week, so...
Happy yeah. early birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a long time, but I already knew that I want to come here. So I was, okay, I'm going to study, I'm going to get my scholarship, I'm going to go, and nobody could say me, no, you can't. So.
So how did you find out that you were going to be connected with the Smith family in Alabama?
Well, when you, like, got the scholarship, you have to, like, find an agency. There are a lot of agency that, I mean, work about that. And so I found this agency, and I could, like, choose, pick some preference, like, state, or if I want to go to some city, or... And so I was talking with some people that I know that they already went to their exchange year. And there is one of them, she went to Tuscaloosa last year. So I was like, I was thinking about to, like, pick Alabama, like, one of my preference. And she was like, yeah, Alabama is a good state, it's hot. And I mean, she told a lot of good things about Alabama to me. So I was like, well, I'm going to pick Alabama. And so, well, I had three preferences, though, and I picked Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. After, you have to, like, make an application. You have to talk about you and about your family and your life. And after, the American agency, they, like, show this application to the families that won't host an exchange student. So, well, somebody showed my application to them and they picked me. So yeah, I didn't know them before to come here.
What has been your experience so far in Alabama? Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, absolutely. And I like here. It's hot, I mean, more than Italy, where I live, and they are amazing. They are an amazing family, and I don't know, it's nothing like really special. It's just a normal life, a regular life, and yeah, I'm enjoying that. I'm really glad to be here.
Do you miss home?
Not really. I mean, I do. I miss my family, right, and my friends, but it's not like I gotta go back. No, I'm like, I can stay here and I can go back, but I'm really glad to be here, so I don't miss home. Like, I have to go back. No, not like that. I'm just glad to be here, so I'm sad that it's gonna, like, finish in 2 months, but... I mean, it's a big deal that I will remember for the rest of my life. I'm pretty sure about that.
So you go into a new school at West Limestone,
yes,
in Limestone County, Alabama. You're brand new to the area. How did the students take you in?
Well, that was really weird because, I mean, my school, I think, is the first here that they are hosting exchange student. So everybody was like, so why are you here? Where are you from? And I was like, hi, I'm from Italy. And yeah, everybody was like really curious about me. And I don't know, the first day I was like, hey, and everybody was trying to talk to me and ask me questions about Italy and everything. I didn't really speak a good English, so I was like, what? Yeah, that was funny. And yes, but and now it's like normal for them, so I feel good at West Limestone School. Yeah.
What are some things that you feel like you've been able to clear up about Italian culture that maybe we misunderstood? Are there some things that you've been able to share with classmates and others and say, well, this is actually what it's really like in Italy?
Well, school is really different from, I mean, Italy and America. So, but do you mean like about people?
Or what they think about food or the life in Italy,
oh, okay,
that you've been able to say, well, actually, it's this way.
Well, actually, I think that American guys, I mean, American people, they think that Italy is just food and mafia and rich people. But it's not like that. Yeah. And sometimes somebody like asks me weird question, like, do you have trees in Italy? I'm like, yes, we do.
That's how we get olives.
Yeah.
First off.
Or like, do you speak Spanish in Italy? No, we speak Italian.
You've really cleared some things up with people, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, or like, one time I was like looking at the stars with some friends, and one of them asked me like, can you see these in Italy? And I was like, well, it's the same sky. So yes, we can. And so, yeah, I think, like, American people doesn't really know a lot about what there are out of America. So I think they should, like, be more curious about out of America. Yeah. So, and, like, Italian people, they are really curious about America and everything, and everybody wants to go to America. And so a lot of my friends are like, you're living my dream. I'm like, yes, I studied, so I got my scholarship, so I'm here.
Well, it's like I told you, Marta, my great-great-grandfather came from Italy,
yes,
in the late 1800s. So he had a desire to come to this country too.
Yes.
Settled in Hartselle, Alabama, and that's why I'm here today. Michele Bianco, thank you very much.
Marcello Bianco, yeah.
And, of course, they translated Bianco into White.
Yes.
And that's how we acquired the last name White here in the United States.
Yes.
So I feel a connection with you, distantly. But we get together every year, my family, in July, the ones who's descended from Michele. And we enjoy being together to talk about history, love that,
yes,
part of our life, to be able to think about him being there and traveling over to this country and what he had to go through to be able to make a living, to grow a family here,
yes,
and establish himself in this country.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely like hard build a new life, especially when you know that you have another life in your home country. So yeah, it's pretty like hard build a new life, but if you want to stay here and if you enjoy stay here, you can do it without like problem. And I mean, people here enjoy you, really, like they take you, and they are glad to, I mean, know about another country and everything. So, yeah.
You have 2 more months left here in the United,
yes,
States.
Yes.
What do you hope to accomplish in the next couple of months that you,
well,
have here?
I was talking about that with her yesterday. I was like, I have to make a list of things that I have to do before I will leave. And I want to do a lot of country things because, yeah, there are a lot country thing here. So, yeah, I don't really know what I'm gonna do. I know that it's gonna be really sad when I will leave. Because, I mean, when I left Italy, I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave, but I will come back. Now I'm like, I'm gonna leave and I don't know if I'll come back. So it's gonna be really sad. I don't wanna think about that. But I'm also like glad that I will, I mean, I will see my family and my friends again. So, yeah.
Well, Marta, I've enjoyed this conversation with you to be able to share about your experience as a foreign exchange student. I'm glad that you've enjoyed your experience here in the United States.
Yes.
When you go back to Italy, of course, you're going to have a lot to share with your family and your friends and tell them about your experiences here. And that's really cool. And I hope you'll stay in touch with me and continue to share, maybe even when you're back home in Italy.
Yes, yes.
Now, Marta mentioned Alabama, Georgia, and Texas as her three options as locations to be a foreign exchange student. And after this conversation, we're going to head over to Texas and we're going to talk to Jake Blocker. Jake Blocker, who is a country music singer, musician, I call it Western music. He's doing great in the music business. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm so glad to have this guest again on the line with me. It's Jake Blocker. And you have heard him on the Mark White Show before. He's been very successful in the music business. Glad to have him in Texas as we speak. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jake.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Mark. How are you doing?
Man, I am doing okay. It's been a while since you've been on the show, but I have been watching your success, the things that you have done, and I'm happy for you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been quite a while since I've been on here, hasn't it?
I would say it's been almost 3 years now.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you were my first radio interview.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And you've had probably some more interviews since then, haven't you?
I've had quite a few, too many to count.
Terrific. Well, that's great. And I noticed that this song you've come out with, You Could Have Had Me When I Cared, has been successful on Texas radio.
Yes, sir. It's just starting to pick up. I just released it, I want to say a couple weeks ago. It was March 17th, so I guess Friday will be 2 weeks. Will it? Or yeah, sounds about right.
March the 17th, I believe. Let's see. I have a new single coming out a week from today, March the 17th. So it has been a couple of weeks now that it's been released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What goes into putting a song together like this and then having a release and getting Texas radio or anybody for that matter to play a song like yours?
Well, this song, this was one that I wrote. And it's actually, I had written it and I'd written the words, or most of the words. I changed some when I went back later. But anyway, I had written this song and it was just words on a paper. It was like a poem. And I sat on it for maybe a year, year and a half, and I never did anything with it. And then I was just looking back through all my notes and everything, and I saw them words, and I'm just like, I got to do something with this, you know? And I had my guitar with me and I just started playing it, and I just made up the tune just on the spot to the song, and it just came together how it is on the recording. But it's a special song for me. It's kind of a get even song. And I went and I recorded it at Cherry Ridge Studio with Tommy Dedamore, and he did an amazing job on that. Had Jake Hooker on upright bass and Brian Dunn on drums. And Tommy actually played the guitar on it and the pedal steel guitar on it. Just did an awesome job on it. And then I recorded it actually quite a while back, and I had it and I hadn't released it yet, and I just released it, and I'm working with the radio promoter, Dylan Steen. He's helping me promote it to the Texas radio right now.
It definitely takes a team of people, doesn't it, Jake?
Yes, sir.
What has been the reception so far that you've gotten from fans and those who've listened to your new song?
Well, a lot of people have told me they like the song, a lot of people that have heard it, and it's still kind of new to say for sure what it's going to do, how it's going to turn out. But I think from what I've seen, I think it's going pretty, really good so far. And I'm hoping it's going to do well. I think a lot of people like it though right now.
Well, the more people pick it up, and you're reaching Alabama now with the Mark White Show and other places where my show will air. And I hope that places like this will help advance you forward and be able to help you with your success.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate all the support, all the stations like you that take the time to just listen to my songs, and thank you for what you do and helping me get it out there to the people. It's y'all that the radio stations are the ones that get it out to the people so they can hear it, you know.
Absolutely. How's family life going for you, Jake?
It's going great. I'm still living at home. I'm about to turn 19, so still living at home with my parents. I'm finished with high school, but working a part-time job and focusing on my music.
That's very good. This is an interesting show, Jake, because the segment prior to this one, I was speaking to Marta Conti, and she's from Italy. She's a foreign exchange student. She's about to turn 18 next week, and so you're a year apart, and here I've got somebody who's about to finish high school and then someone who's finished high school yourself, and I thought it'd be really neat to have two young people on this particular show to talk about where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's real neat. What I will say is once you've graduated high school, a lot changes. Like, the whole world changes out of high school.
I know it did for me. You're exactly right, Jake. And sometimes younger people don't know what to expect, but life seems to move faster, too, once school is done. It drags along. I recall when I was in high school, I wondered when it would ever end, and now I'm 25 years removed from that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it's already almost been a year since I graduated, and to me, it feels like it was just yesterday I was in high school, and it's already almost been a year.
Where do you want to go with your music, Jake? I know that you've had success and things are going your way when it comes to Texas radio and being heard out there through different avenues, but where is it you want to go with your music?
Well, I just want to go do as good with it as I can and take it as far as it'll go. I just want to be able to live and play music and not have to worry about much else, you know? Like, not have to work a part-time job or...
I get it.
I want music to be my job.
That's the way I feel about the Mark White Show and doing radio, is that I just want to be able to do this all the time and not have to worry about going somewhere else to make a living. So I get that, and I hope all the best for you, Jake, as you move forward. And we're going to play some of your song here, let people listen to this. And I hope that there are those who listen that maybe they know some radio stations, they know maybe a place or two that would be willing to play your music, and I know that would be helpful wherever they are, so at least consider playing You Could Have Had Me When I Cared, as it's hit Texas country music charts at number 93 a couple of days ago, and radio station DJs playing the song helps you a lot, and the Texas Country Music Association helping along with your mission too, Jake.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime, Jake. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you for having me. It was good to be back here.
You're most welcome. Folks, check out You Could Have Had Me When I Cared by Jake Blocker, Texas country musician. Glad to have him here on the Mark White Show today, as well as Marta Conti from Italy, foreign exchange student here in Limestone County, Alabama. Glad to have her on the program. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show, and will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. At me when I care.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
These are my kind of people.